After another smooth week on the Rush Hour.
Before we go on, what the hell is happening with our show? So, Bernie's, what, Dad changing Jukes. Nappies.
Yes.
Emma G's swatting around Bondi.
Oh, fine love.
And's been replaced by Tomo, who's probably still under the influence.
Correct.
It's time for the highlight tapes. We had some exciting news over the past week with the Rush Hour family getting a little bigger.
Last night, Greg, our fellow comrade Bernie Vince, not in today because he's doing dad duties because he's got another child to the Vince clan and he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Bern, and congratulations to you and Abs.
Thanks, boys. A very exciting time.
So obviously, Bird could not be on the show as he was busy at the hospital. At least, I think he was at the hospital.
They do such a great job here at the Ashford Hospital. So it's, I nearly said Ashford Hotel. I'm using
Shana.
You
should be there as well.
Have you wet the baby's hair already?
You did, didn't you?
Clearly, that was just a mistake. Anyway, let's cross to Bern at the Ashford Hospital. Bern?
Well, you can lead a camel to water, but can't force it to drink.
So with Bern flat out on dad duties, it was up to Jars to fill in with reading the quiz questions. But unfortunately, he had a bit of a pacing issue.
It's the $1,000 minute. You don't do it over like four segments.
Have you seen how long the damn questions are?
No, they're all right.
They're written like, it's like a novel with questions.
So when they're longer, that's when you've got to quicken up.
What do you mean quicken up?
Mate, I was going to sleep.
Like this. Have a listen to Bluey.
In what city did the infamous sandpaper gate incident take place?
See? Perfect.
Right. See?
All right.
Listen to you, Chunk Lips.
Who holds the record for the most VFL AFL games played by a Tasmanian? Peter Hudson, Matthew Richardson, or Nick Revolt?
Let's move on. We had some great callers on the Rush Hour this week.
Nick from Ferreton Park. Nick, what'd you find your car, man?
Did a Macca's run in the drive-thru one night and dropped a Macca's hot apple pie down the back of the seat and couldn't reach her and about 6 months later pulled it out and took a bite and still burnt my mouth.
And some not as great callers.
Belinda from Athelstan.
Yeah, she's on right now. Belinda, hello. Belinda, you there?
But every now and then, we get a caller so good, we can't get enough of them. Like Marcus from Semaphore Park.
Yeah, let's go to Marcus from Semaphore Park. G'day, Marcus. Tell us about ODI cricket. Have we had enough of it?
I think the format's irrelevant now. Who's got 5 or 6 hours on a Tuesday afternoon to watch cricket?
Good call, Marcus. Tomo, let's give him a prize.
Great calls. Marcus from Semaphore Park, please.
I thought God.
Marcus, you there?
Yeah, man. Yep.
What's your thoughts on the one-day international, mate? Is it all dead or not?
Mate, a prize for Marcus. He's already spoken.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Sorry, Marcus.
Personally, I would have gone with Belinda for the prize.
Belinda, you there?
Hello.
Also this week, the Rush Hour CIC, Andrew Newton Jarman, finally met his match. Noiseworks frontman John Stevens.
Do you want a rematch when you get back to Adelaide? We'll get the cars back out. Season's the big dot.
Listen, mate, come on. You know who's the top.
You are.
You know that, mate. I'm a lot older than you. I'm the big dog.
You are the big dog. Hey,
Jazz thinks he's the big dog, but he's just a little chihuahua.
A little right barking man. One.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
I'm the big dog.